This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian health authorities said, as clashes took place in the central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
In a statement, the Israeli military said it continued to operate in the central and southern Gaza Strip. The UN is due to start vaccinating some 640,000 children on Sunday. It will rely on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants in specific areas of the war-torn territory. Gaza's deputy health minister, Yusuf Abu al-Rish, said teams would try to get to as many areas as possible, but added the daily pauses may not be enough to guarantee enough children are reached. We call for a real ceasefire so that this campaign can really succeed, he said. The vaccination push comes after confirmation that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first case in the territory in 25 years.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday his staff was in contact with the Israelis and confirmed they have discovered bodies in Gaza. Biden spoke to reporters after attending Mass at St. Edmund's Catholic Church in Rehoboth, Delaware.
They wanted to identify the bodies, and there's a lot of speculation who they are and the names. And I'm not at liberty to do that at this moment, so the families are notified.
Israel said it has discovered a number of bodies in Gaza during combat and that its military was carrying out a process to extract and identify the bodies, which will take several hours. It asked the public to refrain from spreading rumors as to the identities of the bodies. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.